Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Regional Vice President Angela Solomon, and it is my absolute pleasure and privilege to be with you today on this morning's Mojo Call. As the new year approaches, now as much as any time before this is a great time to strengthen your mental muscles. This call is about mindset. It's about being aware of the noise and the drama, yet being able to move forward in spite of it, something I believe all of us on this call are about. Moving forward, we keep going. As I was thinking about my topic for today, I thought about what tips I could share, what steps I could suggest, what red flags I could caution you to be aware of. But then I paused. Pausing is something that entrepreneurs typically don't take the pleasure of doing because we are always moving forward, always looking forward at all the things we must do to inch, step, and stride closer to our goals. There is always something else to do, something that we aren't doing that we should do. Looking ahead, the road to complete success seems never ending. It may seem that there are miles upon miles to go before we reach our destination, be it RD, RVP, or SVP. It doesn't even have to be about business. It may even be a personal goal that is off in the distance, out of sight, but certainly never out of mind. Constantly looking ahead at goals in the distance can make the weak weary and make the strong steadfast in their will to survive. But today, I did not prepare a clever list of things you should do. Instead, I want us all to pause. I want us to slowly turn our heads to the side, to look just beyond our shoulder, to be able to admire how far we've come and all the ground we've taken to get this far. We always hear people say, forget the past, leave the past behind. It's true that there are some ugly parts of our past that should be locked away and never to be thought of again. But there are also some beautiful parts of our past that can serve as a reference point, a road marker, if you will, to give us perspective on our growth. I wonder if you were like me when you were little, and ever so often you stood up with your back to the wall and took a pencil to mark where the top of your head was. Each time I made a new mark to note my growth, I didn't erase the marks below it. It gave me great pleasure to see how much I've grown over the years. See, everything we've accomplished thus far is behind us, and people generally don't care what you did 10 years ago. They want to know, what have you done for me lately? But we, you and I, we should care. We have built a body of work over the years that tells our life story, which could inspire us and others to keep fighting the good fight. Instead, we choose to constantly keep our focus on what we have yet to accomplish, which causes us to stay in a constant state of anxious desire and want and unfulfillment instead of enjoying the peace and calmness of grace and gratitude and satisfaction. So let's pause today, in this moment, on this call, and be grateful for everything we've done so far to be where we are. Oh, by the way, don't worry about losing sight of your goals and dreams by briefly looking back to visit your past. They will still be up there, right ahead, patiently waiting for us when we turn our necks back slowly clockwise and face forward once again. Only this time, we'll be re-energized with vigor and determination because of our reunion with the fearless champion within us who made it through the fires of life to get this far. How could we not be grateful? To be here breathing, to talk about how hot the fires of life can be and how cool it is to be able to survive the burn and actually be a better person because of it. To have or have access to $199 or even $499 if you've been here for a while to invest in our dreams and ourselves. To have heard about ACN, there are millions of people who don't know that lifestyles like ACN allows are a possibility. Even more basic, to have or have access to transportation, a roof over our heads, food on the table, and clothes on our back. To be safe and healthy when many are sick, to be loved when many are alone, to have choices when there are so many people who are struggling to survive and have none. Zig Ziglar was a motivational guru who was once a huge believer in gratitude. In his heyday, he was arguably one of the best-known, most-loved speakers in the world. When audiences heard Zig, they witnessed a man chock-full of energy, vitality, and joy. People who worked closely with him and knew him well would tell you that the Zig you saw on stage was the real Zig Ziglar. Zig was always happy and upbeat. People always ask, what's Zig's secret? Those who know him well said it comes down to feeling grateful. They had never met a guy more grateful than Zig, period. You think anyone that grateful must have had an easy life, but that's not so. Zig started out poor. I mean dirt poor. His father died when he was six, leaving his mother to raise 11 children alone. The family was virtually penniless. Yet despite their poverty, Mrs. Ziglar instructed her children to practice saying please and thank you. Those lessons stuck with Zig for the rest of his life. Zig once said, without gratitude, happiness is rare. With gratitude, the odds for happiness go up dramatically. Zig was the creator of the popular phrase, have an attitude of gratitude. He said, the more you recognize and express gratitude for the things you have, the more things you will have to express gratitude for. Recently, I read about a woman who set her intention to have an attitude of gratitude for an entire day. As she moved through her daily activities, she gave thanks for everything she touched, everything she saw or heard, everything she felt, and everything that happened to her, even the annoying and challenging experiences. During her business activities that day, she gave heartfelt thanks for her client and work that fulfills her and allows her to make a difference in the world. She also gave thanks for the challenges her work sometimes brings, simply because they strengthened her. The results that came from her day of living with gratitude were astounding. She said it was one of the most powerful days of her life. All day long, she kept meeting the nicest, greatest people everywhere she went. Her income for that day jumped up to roughly 3 times what it normally was. She kept noticing awesome opportunities, tools, and resources that would help her grow her business or improve some aspect of her life. Some of these things have been right under her nose all along, but she never noticed them before. She said never in her life could she remember feeling so humble, so blessed, so rich. That woman's life was transformed that day into something she never dreamed would be possible. She said she thought her life was good before that, but her new attitude of gratitude took it to a whole new level of goodness. As we pause today to be grateful for what we have and what we've already done, my sincere wish for you is that you feel humble, blessed, and very rich, and very thankful for who you are and whose you are. Reflect on all your accomplishments, big and small, that you've achieved over your lifetime. Be proud of every win you enjoyed and every loss you endured that made you stronger. Celebrate your resiliency to make it through when others may have counted you out. Be thankful for the blessing of today and be prayerful for yet another tomorrow to get up, get it right, and get after it all over again. When your pause is done, push play in a major way to once again unleash the champion within who has learned from age and experience that you already have everything you need to conquer and achieve whatever your heart desires. I challenge you to adopt an attitude of gratitude, not just today, but every day and always. I pray that you have continued good health, sound mind, and a compassionate heart for your fellow humans. I pray you have perseverance and prosperity, not only in the pursuit of your next ACN position, but also in the pursuit of your life's purpose. Happy holidays to you and your family, and I will talk to you again in the new year. Have the best day.